Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean is once again filling in for WGN-TV Annabelle Laval. So where are you today? You're like Waldo.
Today I am. I could have used that song that you just played, Lakeshore Drive, because I'm in Hyde Park this morning at the Court Theater, one of my favorite theaters. They do always such inventive and thought-provoking work here. And they have a new show that's called Gospel at Colonus, which brings a gospel sensibility into the story of Oedipus.
Whoa!
Things. It's a very interesting combination. But this music, this gospel music here, is just raising the roof, as we like to say here this morning. I'm happy to be here in Hyde Park. You know, when I was a kid, a youth. I worked at the A&P grocery store, which was right down the street from here. Many of you may have had your checks approved by me in the service counter, or had your groceries bagged by me. I was quite the force of nature back then.
That's crazy. What is standing there now?
It's a Whole Foods store. The A&P grocery store was torn down. Of course, I drove by it this morning. I don't know what I thought I was going to see, but I drove by it on my way here this morning, and the whole complete store has been torn down, and they built a new structure now with parking, and it's a very nice Whole Foods store. But it's not the same. It's not the same as a young Dean Richards with his 70s shirts and gold chains.
I'm imagining
bagging your groceries. Yeah, putting the high C cans on top of your tomatoes in the bag.
And getting your start in radio by saying on the microphone, clean up in aisle 7.
That is exactly 100% true.
Really?
I would get on the microphone and I would do stuff like that. The store will be closing in 10 minutes. Please bring your purchases to the front of the store. And I took such pride in, who knew that the voice of Victory Auto Records was closing the store every night?
Oh, those were the good old days.
Yep.
All right. Well, so you're out in Hyde Park. Gospel at Colonus, is that it?
Gospel at Colonus, right.
All right. That sounds
cool.
Is
the production. Yep. And it's going on through June the 18th here. If you love gospel music, this is such an inventive show that you have to see. But we've got a lot going on in the buzz this morning. I imagine you guys have already had in the newscasts that broadcaster Pat Robertson has died.
Mm-hmm.
He was the founder of the 700th Club for 50 years.
Wow.
Bringing, a very, very controversial figure. Some people loved him, some people did not. Bringing the evangelical voice to politics. He ran for president at one time, but
I
he passed away
that.
This morning. Yeah, he did. He passed away this morning, 93 years old.
God bless him. All right, so Pat Robertson, 93, dead at 93. So this air quality is affecting everyone. We're going to talk to someone from the American Lung Association and see how it's affecting us here in Chicago. But New York productions have been shutting down because of it.
Yeah, this is, it's not just, sometimes it's smoggy and sometimes the air is, you can feel it a little bit. This is so bad that one Broadway show in particular actually shut down in the middle of the show.
Wow!
Because the star of the show, Jodie Comer, complained that she couldn't breathe. They had to escort her off of the stage. They started the play over again then with an understudy, but that's how bad it was that she was affected by it. They canceled the productions of Camelot and Hamilton on Broadway yesterday. Of course, the White Sox and Yankees game also was postponed because of poor air quality. So, I mean, it's, you know, at a level that people have not seen before. And as has been reported, you know, it's all, we're seeing it on our air where, you know, it's all blowing this way. So I'm sure we'll feel some effect from it soon.
Tupac got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, finally.
Yeah, it is, 32 years after his death. He was shot and killed in 1996. At the age of 25, Tupac Shakur getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His family was there to accept the award on his behalf. He sold more than 75 million records. He was an actor, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, accomplished quite a bit in those short 25 years, and yesterday got his big star.
All right. Well, good to know. You have some live TV coming up, so we're going to take a quick break and then continue talking to you. Is that cool?
I'm going to go bag some groceries also while we take this quick break.
Okay. Put your apron on. It's Wendy Snyder here with you. Earlier, we were talking about Roseanne Barr, because I played the Name That TV tune, and it was the Conners. And Dave just got back from Hawaii. So to come full circle, a listener has texted us, Roseanne Barr moved to Hawaii and now raises macadamia nuts. What are the odds of that?
Yeah, well, nuts is a perfect word to be in any sentence with Roseanne Barr.
I know. And also a texter, Dean. Dean reminded me of my favorite 8-year-old joke. Do you know why Kroger put in 10 bathrooms?
Why?
So people wouldn't go over to A&P. Maybe John will use that in a speed joke.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
Dean, a former A&P employee.
When I worked there, yes.
You could have put it over the, you know, PA system.
I'll tell you what, that's my backup plan. If you know, when radio or TV falls through, I'm going right back to the grocery business because, you know, nobody could stock those shelves faster than I could.
That is good to know. All right,
as my dad said, who didn't completely understand, you know, why, you know, this whole thing about studying to be on the radio and TV and all that. Said you got to have a backup plan because this radio stuff's probably not going to work out. So
how many years later?
Yeah, well, what do you do?
That old car is worth money.
That's right. There's my legacy right there.
All right, can we talk Michael J. Fox? I watched his original film, Apple original film, Still. It is incredible. It made me cry. It made me laugh. His funniest role to date was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. But let's talk Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, he you know, continues to inspire people. After being diagnosed with Parkinson's over 30 years ago now, he received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Spring Moving Image Awards in New York City yesterday. His wife of 35 years, his daughters were all on hand. And what he said in his acceptance speech was, this thing happened to me, which really sucked, but it put me in a position to do other things that were effective and perhaps make things better. And I think that's one of the most inspiring things about Michael J. Fox's story. He continues to live with Parkinson's, which is clearly progressing, but he's not letting it stop him in any way. He continues to raise money for his foundation, which has now raised more than $1 billion towards research. He's continuing to try to help others and to make life better for other people who are also going through this. So I can't have enough admiration for him.
I know. I mean, really and truly. Some sad news for Shannon Doherty, too. I saw her video she made.
Yeah, she posted it on social media, saying that her breast cancer has now spread to her brain. She had a scan recently. She posted a video saying that she's receiving radiation treatment. She's only 52 years old, got her first diagnosis with breast cancer in 2015, went into remission, and then diagnosed just 3 years ago with stage four breast cancer, which, you know, as we said a moment ago, has now spread to her brain. You know, I remain hopeful whenever I hear anything like this, and I remind people who get diagnoses all the time that my brother Bill, this is over 25 years ago, was diagnosed with stage four brain cancer, and he lived for 25 years after that diagnosis. He went through treatment, radiation, chemo, everything, and he survived for 25 years.
Wow.
So, you know, you got to stay with it, and you got to stay with your treatment, and you know, sometimes it works, and you know, sadly, sometimes it doesn't. But we wish Shannon Doherty the best.
And finally, old school comedian has passed away.
Are you familiar with Pat Cooper? Do you even know who he is? A lot of you youngsters may not be familiar with him. Do you remember him at all?
No, I got to Google him. I seem to know. Oh, yeah, I totally remember him after seeing him. 100%.
Yeah, he used to be on all the talk shows, used to be on the Ed Sullivan all the time. Pat Cooper, he was a big deal in the 60s and 70s. He was the opening act for Frank Sinatra. Until he made Sinatra mad, he was Tony Bennett's opening act. He was Jerry Lewis's opening act for a while. Later in life, I like having a musical accompaniment.
Oh, I thought you were doing it. I thought you were playing and doing your entertainment report.
Oh, you thought that was me playing the keyboard?
Yes.
Time. Punctuating. I like a nice music bed during an obituary, especially. He was.
And with no pants on, like Monty Python.
Yeah, well, you know, you want to make the obituaries as upbeat as you possibly can.
So, yes, you can.
You know, why not have a rim shot and, you know, a little music and all that? Later in life, he would become a kind of a regular on Howard Stern's show. There's a famous episode of Seinfeld that he's on. That's set in the Friars Club, where you know Jerry has to wear a jacket. Do you remember that?
Yes,
one?
I do. Totally.
Jerry has to wear a jacket in the Friars Club. I describe him now as kind of a cross between Sebastian Maniscalco and Don Rickles, because he was super abrasive, but he, you know, he carried the Italian demeanor, you know, throughout his entire career. It was real. It's not like he made it up.
Right.
But, you know, he had that kind of demeanor to his delivery. Very, very funny, much beloved by people who love stand-up comedy. And he died yesterday at the age of 93 also.
All right. Well, thank you for all the sad and depressing news. Hopefully tomorrow will be a little more uplifting.
It's sad and depressing, but with a lovely musical lilt to it all.
Thank you, Dean.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Dean Richards, Entertainment Report.